Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The biography of Moses could have filled a large book. Unlike the lengthy obituaries in our local newspapers, Moses had experiences unlike any other human in history. Note the first thing mentioned in the brief sketch of his life, quote, "There has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." Deuteronomy 34:10. God didn't communicate through visions or dreams with Moses, but directly. He actually heard God speak to him. But the Lord not only allowed him to write the first 5 books, the foundation of the whole Bible, he also communicated through him his mighty power. Quote, "In all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, and by all that mighty power and all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel," verses 11 and 12. What else could this bio have said? That Moses was used by God to open the Red Sea and bring water from the rock? That he received the Decalogue, the principles of law that are still the foundation of jurisprudence in the West to this day? That he was given a scale model of heaven in the tabernacle and formulated the name of Jesus 1400 years before he was born, Numbers 13:16? That he was brought back to commune with our Lord at his transfiguration and composed one verse of heaven's theme song, Revelation 15:3. Yet for all this, Moses the lawgiver could not lead his people in, as our Lord Jesus does, nor could he even look on God's glory, the glory which shines from, quote, "the face of Jesus Christ," 2 Corinthians 4:6. In dramatic understatement, we read that Christ, quote, "has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses," Hebrews 3:3. Yes, someday, Moses and I will both happily bow before our Lord's blessed, nail-pierced feet.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.